And this week we have been telling you a series of stories titled 6 Months In, which is looking at the impact that COVID-19 has had here in Arizona and around our region since the pandemic brought us widespread upheaval back in March. Today, from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Bluss takes us south of the border for a look at what the coronavirus has meant for education in neighboring Sonora, Mexico.
Iván Peralta sits at the end of a long folding table helping her 4-year-old son Jesus with a worksheet assigned by his preschool teacher. Look, it's a lion, she congratulates her youngest son as he finishes connecting the dots to reveal a smiling face surrounded by a mane of bright orange triangles. The mother and son are in a youth center computer lab with dozens of kids seated at computers lined up against the wall.
Yo vengo a diario. A diario por los niños.
Peralta says that since the school year started last month, she comes to the computer lab every day with her 5 children, ages 4, 6, 9, 11, and 16, so they can finish their schoolwork. Along with about 30 million students in Mexico, her kids go to school now by switching on the TV to watch classes like this one.
Cuatro, cinco.
A first grade teacher in a brightly lit TV studio counts shapes with her smiling assistant as part of the daily math lesson. In Mexico, all elementary and middle school classes are being broadcast on TV and radio. The idea is to make distance learning more accessible to families who don't have internet access. Federal data show that while fewer than 60% of households in Mexico have an internet connection and only about 44% have a computer, nearly 93% of homes have a TV. But that hasn't meant easy access to education for everyone. Imagine trying to teach 5 kids all in different grades, Peralta says. A single mother, she spends a little time with each one, doing homework teachers send through email or the messaging platform WhatsApp for families who have a smartphone. Peralta doesn't.
Pues se me complica mucho las copias, sacar todo eso, imprimir todo eso, porque muchas veces hay dinero y hay veces que no.
She says printing worksheets the teachers sent has been a challenge. Sometimes there's money for the worksheets, sometimes there's not. So she and her oldest son copy them out by hand for the younger kids.
La motivación académica se vino abajo.
Omar Baldarama runs the youth center in Peralta's neighborhood. He says the pandemic has taken a toll on education. Many of the kids he works with aren't going back to school this year. Some are working instead. Others don't have adults at home to make sure schoolwork gets done, and many don't have access to the technology they need.
Hay algunas colonias en donde no hay televisión, en donde no hay computadora, y donde no hay internet.
In neighborhoods like this one, he says, many homes don't have computers, internet, or television sets. Coming to the computer lab exposes students to some of the same risks authorities hope to avoid by keeping classrooms closed. Kids are required to wash their hands when they arrive, but Baldarama says it's too hard to enforce other rules with young children.
Son niños, chamacos, ¿no?
And at least here, he says, they have adult supervision, access to a computer, and even programs like gardening and soccer. Many kids in Sonora don't have any of that right now.
Tenemos comunidades, pues, de difícil acceso.
Patricia Calles is Sonora's Undersecretary of General Education. She says distance learning is difficult for many of Sonora's nearly 600,000 elementary and middle school students who've been out of the classroom since March. But she doesn't think that's led many students to drop out during the pandemic. She admits that state leaders don't have comprehensive data on dropouts yet and says plans for an eventual return to in-person classes include remediation for students who have inevitably fallen behind during the pandemic. There's currently no timeline for a return to classrooms in Sonora. Back at the youth center, a computer lab attendant helps Peralta download homework her kids' teachers sent via email. This school year is the first time Peralta has ever used email.
Todo eso es nuevo, porque no sabía, sinceramente no sabía nada.
It's been hard, and while she hopes distance learning continues amid the pandemic, she says, she also knows in-person classes are better for her kids.
Poco. Es poco lo que están aprendiendo.
They're learning very little, she says, and they want to be back in the classroom. But for now, families like hers will have to keep scraping together the best education they can for their children at home. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.